Welcome to another episode of Undisciplined. Undisciplined is a collaboration between the African and African American Studies program at the University of Arkansas and KUAF.
We'll be bringing you some of the best of what's happening in academia, taking it outside of the ivory towers, connecting it to what's buzzing in popular culture, and give you our take.
Taking the undisciplined approach of Africana studies outside of the classroom, into the community, and onto the airwaves, we invite you to share in research, ideas, movements of scholars and students, and members of Africa and the diaspora. I am your host, Dr. Karee Banton.
And I'm your co-host, Dr. Carrie Nisia Connor.
Let's get undisciplined! Well, well, well. We're at the close of the season, Carrie Nisia.
I know, and it came so quick.
I know. In the twinkling of an eye, here we are. We just had our introductory episode where we talked to our listeners about all the things we were going to, you know, dialogue with experts and people in the community about for the season. And look at it now, you know.
And we did. Yes. Right? I think Absolutely. We had some really great conversation starters, you know, this
Absolutely.
Season.
Absolutely.
Yes. I really enjoyed this season, and I think our listeners did too.
All right. Well, I'm interested to know, you know, we had interesting lineup for this season. We had episodes ranging from what's going on with teachers. Mm-hmm. We had an episode on African fiction. We had episodes on Black horror. Mm-hmm. We had episode on how the West was won. We've had episodes on Black artifacts.
Yeah.
Public health.
Yes.
Right? And I mean, you know, the topics were broad and varied.
Yeah.
So what did you take away? What did you enjoy from this season? What did you think was a connective tissue or theme?
I feel like overall community health was the connective theme. You know, like you have the health of the school, the health of the public and of communities, and how some of the pathologies and ways of which are not healthy and do experience dis-ease as a community is conveyed in media, like how the West was won and Black horror and even in museums. So I really love how it was contributing overall to the health in different aspects of public spaces, of media, of museums and schools and people. Loved it.
Oh, wow. I love how you've thought about that and how you've connected it through, you know, health in a variety of ways. I look at it from the point of view of just various methodologies and approach to thinking about Black life. It was just astounded by how different scholars, you know, using different methodologies, like, as you mentioned, public health, right? And how that ran up, how thinking about Black life or the Black community against other communities are especially set within the context of the American system that is more of an individual system, what happens in that perspective? Or looking at museum artifacts, right? Yeah. If they're in Africa or out of Africa or African-American artifacts and how they can be meaningful for us in terms of the kinds of stories they can force us to kind of think about or evoke and what that means for life in terms of even joy, you know, if you see yourself in these narratives, and museum is one of those spaces that, you know, are Black people being represented, we have to ask that in as much as we ask that of public health as well, right? Mm-hmm. And of course, when we think about horror, now, I'm not a big horror fan.
I
Yeah. But
am.
I did enjoy learning during the episode of all the different genres and all the different types. And I think we had that conversation even afterwards about, whether or not horror should be something that, when we think about it in relationship to blackness, as something that traumatizes us from the perspective of our past, and I really enjoyed that conversation.
I did too. I did too. It was so, I feel like that episode and really all of our episodes this season really drove home how the individual is very essential to the community, and that everyone has to have a voice in all these different areas of life. And so oftentimes we're robbed of that power because, you know, we live inside of ourselves and we judge ourselves, our insides, by other people's outsides. And so we start to discount our own opinions and perspectives. And so the idea of Black horror, really thinking about this, who is the audience for Black horror? Is it everybody, or is it for Black folks to reflect on our own experience? And how do we get involved in our own experience? And so I hope, you know, everyone who is been a part of this season really understands that, like, you are the change that we need to see in the world.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, I learned a lot. I learned a lot from that, especially from you in terms of like thinking beyond just, what are some of the get out and what's the Wayans ones?
Scary
Scary
movie.
movie and whatever blaxploitation film, Dracula, Candyman, and all of that kind of a stuff that they're new artists and new people thinking about horror in a different kind of maybe casual, mundane way that doesn't have to do with slavery or the daily traumas of racism that maybe get into a different psychological dimension. That,
Understand what makes me scared and do something about it. You know, don't just say, "Oh, well, now I know." Don't weaponize it. You know, I just think a lot of it, you know, can move what we've talked about, can move policy forward through people.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And even the African fiction too. I think that was just a wonderful opportunity to think about literature from the African perspective and just how absolutely interesting and powerful that is to write about the things that are familiar to your culture and to your people. And makes me think, I know that Uchenna Nwoke, who we spoke to, talked about a different Achebe in his work, but makes me think about Chinua Achebe and other African giants who wrote in their native language or wrote about Igbo culture and or thought about life from an African perspective with African gods and African ways of seeing the world that seems just outside of the Western frame and how that the just the ability to write that and be it and manifest that to me is just so powerful.
Definitely. And being able to, you know, have something to say that allows everybody to see themselves in it somehow, and to have this knowledge of experience that can help you to even decolonize, declutter your own experience. And so I think a lot of times when it comes to you know, novels and reading, that we stick within wheelhouses that are closest to our own, but we can learn about other people, other cultures, and still learn about ourselves at the same time. And I think Uchenna's book does a great job of helping bridge that connection, that cultural connection in fiction.
You're absolutely right. Reminds me of the African author Wole Soyinka, who does something similar in his work as well when thinking about just African literature and Black intellectuals, right? And thinking about the remnants of the colonial era and how we're all breathing in the smog, right? The things that we think are matter of fact, the things that we think are common sense, the thing that we think are universal, right? It's we have to go to the realm of art and literature to help us to rethink and imagine, things in new ways. And I find that, when we got to speak with Chinua Achebe about his new novel, that I'm glad the audience had a chance to really think about that. Just like when I'm in my class, I asked my students about African gods, and they almost, very few know about African gods. They don't know about Shango or Legba or Yemenya or whatever, but they know about Greek gods, and so to have that normalized in literature, right?
Very powerful. And
Right.
you know, I love the conversations about teacher activism and
Oh,
student form.
yes.
Ah,
Yes.
starting out.
Yes. Yes.
And
Tell me
thinking
about
about,
that.
yes, and even our episode with Craig Stevens about, just multimedia use for the purpose of education was super awesome. As a teacher educator, someone who teaches teachers how to teach,
Yes.
this contentious policy area where no one can seem to come to an agreement about what our students should learn and how they should learn, that to have this conversation amongst all of our community is just so important that we lift our voices and we're aware of it, and that teachers know that what they are doing is activism, whether they are going to somebody's Capitol Hill or not. And that school reform is something that's happening daily, and that it is something that we have to be a part of. So don't get me started. Go back to the episode. Go back to the episode. But yeah,
But it
I love
seems
that.
like no one is immune, no one is left out,
Nobody.
right? Because I mean, we could, from public health, right, the Room Arabia episode, to teachers, to historians, like everything is being reconsidered under siege. It's the Dunning-Kruger effect on some
Black
levels.
horror.
And I don't know. It's quite fascinating because we just came through the portal of the pandemic, and we usually pandemic bring us, it shakes society up in profound ways. And I'm so like curious to see, with all of this kind of political climate and how it's changing the way that teachers approach teaching and what is being taught and how students learn and just the different approaches, what's going to happen, not just on the level of learning, but on a societal level too, in terms of the workforce, in terms of the economy, right? Just thinking about, how the generation before ours is, after ours is kind of helping us to reimagine work-life balance and things like that, and how maybe some of the new technologies and the ways of teaching and learning is helping us to rethink that too. So I'm like, I don't know, I'm a little bit nervous though.
I am too, but I think my outlook is this, that if you can take love, joy, and criticality, like those are the most underutilized tools of teaching and education, but have an overstated effect. And regardless of what the political climate is, I think taking those three aspects into the classroom equips students and teachers and communities and historians and every person with what they need to be able to be a part of a productive society.
No, absolutely. I find like one of my favorite things about people are like, I love people who are passionate, right? So like it's infectious. If you are passionate about something, I'm like, tell me more about it. And I certainly hope that, even in this period, we're still having, well, we still see people like Machad Holliday and Alfred Mumrabia people who are fighting on various fronts, whether it's for teachers and students or for public health, for people they have this passion about it and they're going after, those dreams that they have and, trying to awake people to new realities, these new realities.
And I think what our interdisciplinary approach it teaches us and everyone else is that this work should not be done alone. Perhaps maybe you could make some progress and it can be done. I really don't think it can be done alone, you know? And so it takes having conversations, tables for conversation. And so I wonder, even you as the listener, what conversations do you think we should be having for our public health? What are some dreams and aspirations that you have for society that you would like to hear us talk about here on Undisciplined?
No, absolutely. Indeed. I wonder, it seems like we're in such a era where people are so frustrated and tired. I wonder if they have time for dreaming anymore, right? Remember when we used to hope and dream about world peace? And I wish for those days again when we aspire to those lofty goals, to those bigger things in life, where we wouldn't be so divided, where we could sit and have these kind of very critical and interesting conversations. So yes, I do agree that I do want to hear from our listeners about the things that they dream about, the things that they care about, that we could probably help them, think alongside them. What kind of topics do they want to hear us discuss, hear us talk about? Do they have suggestions for people they'd like us to talk to, for scholars, for people doing critical work in the community, be it students or activists or, any kind of different workers, or how, even, thinking about the ways in which episodes from this season or previous season from different disciplines are informing each other and helping them to think about things in different, new advanced ways. I'd love to hear about that.
Yes, please, for real. So y'all, don't be afraid to connect with us. You can find me on Instagram at the Wordy Professor. And comment under some of our promo videos of an episode that you're interested in or that you've listened to, or just send a DM, go to KUAF as well, interact
Yes.
with that platform and just interact with us. We really don't want to be in a studio away from you. We want to be at the table of conversation with you.
Yeah, we want to talk to you. We want you to reach out to us, and you can hit me up at the forgetful historian, the underscore forgetful underscore historian on Instagram. And please send me any questions, send me any thoughts that you have about any episodes, and we will discuss it. We will give you a shout out, right?
Facts.
We will kind of, bring you up as we're talking about this and kind of put you in conversation with whatever we're discussing, for our next season. So we want to hear from you very much. And so whether it's whatever platform you listen to the episode on, please find us and we'll look for your comments and your feedback.
Well, fellow undiscipliners, this is the conclusion of season 7. We're excited for season 8, so stay tuned. We'll be back for you in January.
Absolutely. Bigger and better, more informed, more insightful, more concise, and fresher than ever.
Fresh, somewhat wordy, but concise.
Absolutely. So take care of yourself. I hope you have a good holiday break and let us connect in the new year.
Until next time, family.
All right.
And
Take
discipline.
care. Stay undisciplined.
'Thank you for listening to another riveting episode of Undisciplined. This episode was hosted by Karee Banton and Carnesia Connor. It was produced by Leah Grant. Undisciplined is a collaboration between the African American Studies Program at the University of Arkansas and KUAF. It is available every other Wednesday at KUAF on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Follow the African and African American Studies program and the Undisciplined podcast on Instagram at UARK_AAST or visit KUAF.com to listen to all episodes.
If you like today's episode, please subscribe to our podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts and rate us.